The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, sorry for the little delay, but we're back with you. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show as we talk to our listeners all over America today. Lots to talk about. One thing I want to focus on a little bit, we talked about all that campaign funds. It comes down to what legislators do and priorities in government. And I want to talk right now about taking care of what we have. You know, there's a lot of conflict between environmental concerns and business growth. Where do you reach a balance that is fair and makes sense for everyone? A guy that knows a lot about environmental concerns and about how to deal with crises involving storms and you name it is retired General Russell Honoré. If you don't know who General Honoré is, got huge publicity during Katrina when he came in and took over a huge crisis, settled it down, and tried to make some sense out of what was happening along the Gulf Coast. He's written several books, one called Leadership is the New Normal. And he's written a book called Survival, How Being Prepared Can Keep You and Your Family Safe. Both those books are on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, General Honoré, welcome to our program today.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning, America.
Well, glad to have you with us, General. And let me tell you what I saw. A reason I wanted to get you back on, you've been on our show on several occasions. There is a headline that was in one of the national newspapers, I think the Washington Post, just last week or so. It says, former Army General lambasts oil industry for hijacking democracy. Tell us what you meant by that. Now, I know there's a big lawsuit going on along the Gulf Coast, really, along a lot of the Gulf Coast, involving a lot of the environmental damage done by years and years of what many people feel is neglect by the oil industry. But what did you mean by the hijacking of democracy? What's happening with being responsible within the oil industry from your point of view?
Well, as they have been very aggressive in avoiding responsibility for pollution they have created in Louisiana. And Jim and fellow citizens, I stay away from the word environment, climate change, and global warming. Because when I go on the bayou and I talk to my fellow citizens, those words are so politically charged. I stay with the reality of the moment. That if you can smell benzene, if you can go in the bayou and the water is polluted from oil and gas exploration and for chemical production, we've got a problem in Louisiana. And we've got a big problem in Louisiana because it's real, the pollution is here, and the oil and gas industry have made so much money that they have basically hijacked our democracy in that they have given so much money to our legislators who, under loose Louisiana rules of use of that money, have done very well from the wealth category. And many of our Louisiana legislators are in the oil and gas business themselves, and Louisiana law does not require them to recuse themselves on laws associated with the business area and being. The biggest fight we had was with a senator from North Louisiana who's been his entire life in the oil and gas business as a CEO and owner. And he pushed hard to prevent the people of Louisiana to have the right to sue oil and gas over damages they created. And he did that with pride, knowing that the next 9 months of the year he'd go back home and work in the oil and gas industry. And this is indicative of our legislature. Those that are not directly in the oil and gas, but many of them are lawyers, and they represent oil and gas. So we're not dealt a fair hand here in Louisiana And that extends itself up into the Congress of the United States.
Well, I wanted to mention that because we've got listeners. The majority of my listeners, quite frankly, are along the coast. We've got listeners in Atlantic City and New York, all the way on the Florida coast over to Texas, and out on the West Coast, Banning, California, a number of cities out on the West Coast. All that are moving in towards developing their oil and gas development. And so so these problems that hit very hard along the Gulf Coast right now could be issues that need to be addressed by those particular cities as there is more and more pressure to allow offshore drilling. The premise of what I understand you're saying on the lawsuit is, look, if you do it right and you put in the right checks and balances, fine, go find oil and gas. We need this to run our industry and run our country. But if you damage something in the process, just make it whole again. Isn't it that simple, General?
It's that simple. You know, we got over 6,000 abandoned oil wells along the Louisiana coastline that we know about. There are more out there, but these are documented on our state website. And the oil and gas business has avoided for years through legislative and heavy lobbying effort to prevent those oil and gas wells from being properly cleaned up, as well as the pits that's associated with these oil and gas wells. That's the issue. If you break something, you ought to fix it. If you mess it up, you ought to clean up after yourself. And, you know, they left hundreds of miles. Jim, you go down to Vermilion Parish and see down at where the Potoshan Indians live, where they left hundreds of miles just in that parish of open canals that they use for exploration. Those open canals have allowed salt water to intrude into Potoshan, which is just south of Houma, Louisiana. In Vermilion Parish, in Terrebonne Parish. And what that's created is 40 years ago in Potoshan, they used to see alligators. Now they see sharks. All that is a result, direct result of the oil and gas business pollution. And you know what? Most of these are foreign-owned companies, with the exception of Exxon.
Well, I wanted to get the General to put that on today for you listeners that are in coastal regions. Our listeners up in Alaska certainly felt the impact of some of the environmental damage. We've got them all along the coast and more development going on the east and west coast. And so it's going to be a continuing issue. That they're fighting down here in the Gulf Coast now, but it's going to be a continuing issue. And General, I want you to put that perspective for us. If I could just maybe change a little bit. You know, we get very comfortable here in our lives. We look on government officials to take care of us. You've been preaching throughout the country on your book tours and in your speeches now that you've retired from the military as the fact that we need to create a culture of preparedness in America today. And I think we saw that firsthand down here with Katrina hitting us. Our listeners up in Atlantic City, New Jersey saw it with Hurricane Sandy. They thought everything was hunky-dory. And they're still recovering 2 years after Sandy with a massive recovery. Elaborate, if you will, a little bit about the mentality. Do Americans really appreciate the necessity for creating a culture of preparedness in this country today?
Well, you know, the surveys done by FEMA and Gallup show only about 15% of Americans actually spend any serious time on being prepared for the most probable and the most dangerous natural disaster that might occur in their home. Everything from fire to storms like Hurricane Sandy and Katrina. What that means is we tend to wait till after the storm to act. In many cases, that's too late. So what we encourage people with a culture of preparedness is you be prepared to be your own first responder, ability to stay informed, and ability to evacuate yourselves, your family, and your pets. And as well as your neighbors and your relatives. So how do we get people to accept the fact that the government isn't good enough, big enough, or will ever be good enough, big enough to take care of everybody? And those of us with jobs need to be prepared to be our own first responders. And that we need
to
live in our homes 3 to 5 days.
General,
and we need to live
General, can I hold that thought?
We need to evacuate.
General, hold that thought if you want. We'll come back and let you elaborate a little bit more. We've got to take a pause right now. Talking to General Russell Honore, distinguished lieutenant general in the Army, who has gotten very involved in the whole recovery process, being prepared for disaster, written several books on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. We'll come back with General Honore right after this message.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
we're talking about being prepared in your life, being prepared in your community, and dealing with a lot of national disasters that we have all over the country. Gosh, we sure had them. We talked about this last year about wildfires out in Banning, California, about the tornadoes in the Midwest down through Oklahoma, the tornadoes up in Alabama, certainly along the Gulf Coast, the flooding, Hurricane Sandy. You listeners up in Atlantic City and New York City know what you've gone through with Hurricane Sandy. General Russell Honore, retired Lieutenant General, is joining me here right now. Written a couple of great books, one called Survival, How Being Prepared Can Keep You and Your Family Safe, and also Leadership is the New Normal. You can find both those books on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. As a nation, General, I kind of interrupted your thought there before. We were talking about being prepared, and I know our focus on preparedness often is dangers overseas, the conflicts going on all over the world. But do you think we're really that prepared at home? It seems like we talk about a response from both the government and individually being prepared. Then a Hurricane Sandy comes up and throws everything out of kilter. Are Americans really prepared for these disasters that seem to be taking place more and more, not just in one region, but all over America?
Yeah, and the impact of those major weather events affect more people because we live in more concentrated areas, Jim. As you know, a place like New York or Miami, a storm coming in is going to have major impact. And what we're talking about, again, is that people need to realize if you've got a job, you need to have some level of preparedness in your home. Because the power, for instance, the number one disruptor of business, of travel, and everything else is power. Because it can affect such a large region. If you don't have a backup plan for in case you lose power, you are putting yourself and your family at risk. So people need to be prepared. They need to do things before it happens, realizing that on any given day, Mother Nature can break anything built by man. Matter of fact, you could be sitting out in your house right now, and two squirrels outside can be messing around and trip a transformer, because even though we put a man on the moon, we have not created a transformer that a squirrel can't trip. So it's the reality of people thinking through this and just doing it for your family and doing it for your friends and doing it for your neighbors.
Well, that just makes common sense. As you said, sitting down with your family and maybe your neighbor and say, look, let's just talk what could happen to us, whether we have a tornado, whether we have a massive flood, whether we have hurricanes, whatever the disruption may be. And every area is at risk now. There's no place that's not risk. The flooding up in Iowa and St. Louis, Missouri, everywhere is at risk. So you think it through and do the things you're talking about in this creating a culture of preparedness in America today, that goes a long, long way. I guess sometimes, General, don't you find we just say, well, the government's going to take care of me. I don't have to worry about it. If something comes up, they'll look out for me. Do you see that mentality prevalent throughout the country a good bit as you travel throughout the country talking?
I get asked that question a lot, Jim, and I know you're a big fan, but when you do the survey and you ask folks, it appears we spend more time getting ready for football season than we do hurricane and flood season. And right now, as we sit here today, a major winter storm is headed across our country. And it would be wise that people spend the time today, because this thing is going to build over the next couple of days, to make sure that they've weatherproofed their homes, that they've got a backup plan for when the power go out, because I can guarantee you the power's going to go out. And then to check on their neighbors that they may have not seen in a few days and go over and see how they're doing and make sure you got a way of communicating with them. Because if you do that, you might just experience one of the ultimate human experiences I've ever had, and that is to save somebody else's life. So check on your neighbors. Get ready. This big storm is coming. This will be the first test of our systems in many places across the country since we didn't have a major hurricane this year. Federal, state, and local officials will be busy in the coming week as they deal with this big storm that's coming through.
General Russell Honore, we appreciate you giving us some time this morning. Best of luck to you. His books are on my website at jimbrownusa.com. General, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you very much. God bless America.
Take care. Interesting guy. If you don't know the history of General Honore, my daughter, a lot of you remember Campbell Brown. My daughter used to be on CNN and hosted the Today Show on NBC. And she was living in a little van on Canal Street in New Orleans, covering it for NBC News as the floodwaters were rising. It's just unbelievable after Hurricane Katrina. And it was just chaos down there. And the Army was down there and the National Guard had their rifles pointed at all these people who were huddling and shivering, and all their rifles were pointed there like there was some kind of an uprising. There really wasn't. General Honore comes in his Jeep. My daughter said, "Dad, it was the most electric moment she's ever watched." The general gets out of the Jeep, points to all these soldiers and says, "Put those damn weapons down. Put those weapons down. We're not assaulting citizens. We're here to help citizens. Put those damn weapons down." And the soldier, the whole tenor chains, the soldiers put their rifles in their vehicles and went out and started helping people rather than trying to defend against some imagined assault of some kind. So he built a heck of a reputation, and he makes good points about you being prepared. I went into my storage closet the other day, and there was 5 flashlights. So what if these flashlights are working? I turned 4 of the 5 were dead. The batteries were dead. Only one worked. And you know how it kind of fades when the battery's going down? That was barely visible. So my 5 flashlights, we have a major storm that hits, electricity goes out, and you got your flashlight. Is your flashlight working? Mine weren't working. I found mine weren't working. And what if the power goes out for a week or two? You know, down in my part of the country, we all get generators. I've got a small generator. I've got my whole house under generation in case it goes out. We have so many problems down here. But I think for a couple $100, you can get a small generator. We test it. We kind of crank it up, gasoline running. Every now and then we use it at the camp, or we use it to lend to a neighbor in case the electricity does go out. We've had power out for 10 days, 2 weeks in some instances down here all over the Gulf South. And you folks up on the East Coast in Atlantic City, in New York City, certainly know what I'm talking about after Hurricane Sandy, to where the power is still out in many areas 2 years after this storm. So looking into a generator, building in those kinds of additional ways to help yourself just fits in exactly with what General Honore is talking about, creating a culture of preparedness in America today. How being prepared can keep you and your family safe, the title of his book. Just makes good common sense, doesn't it? So anyway, we talk about these things because it does hit home. We just forget about it, go about our daily lives. All of a sudden, boom, you get caught with that tornado. You get caught with that major flood that hits you. Wildfires that come in overnight, and you're just not prepared. The snowstorms the general was talking about. You got a flashlight in your car? If you're out in a snow area, do you have some basic preparedness in case you get stormed in, snowed in your car? All those things are very, very relevant. That's what we talk about in our show. Hey, coming back with another half an hour, we got lots more to talk about. Hope you'll freshen up your coffee. Go to my website at jimbrownusa.com. That's jimbrownusa.com. Have some fun. See my videos, read my weekly column. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
We've been consumed by elections recently, but there's more on the ballot often than just who you're going to vote for to be the governor, to run your state, to run your country in terms of the U.S. Senate and the members of Congress. There was a real feisty election up in Maine. And if you missed this, I'll tell you, it was a great election. It was, and here's the whole focus. Can you still hunt bears up in Maine with donuts? They had a prohibition on the ballot up in Maine that would prohibit the use of donuts to trap bears. And you say, well, that's crazy. What's the donuts got to do with trapping bears? Well, up there in Maine, right now, people use trap. You know, they've got a lot of bears up in Maine, first of all. And so you trap bears, you can do so with hunting hounds, which we do with raccoon down here where I live in the deep south. You can set up traps, again, as we do down this way. Also, bears love to eat donuts, so you can trap them, attract them to the traps with donuts. Well, the Humane Society of the United States, which is an advocacy group for animals, has put $2 million. They put $2 million behind the Fair Bear Act, campaigning that it would go back to the mayor's, to Maine's hunting tradition and eliminate waste and eliminate this inhumane practice of dangling donuts around the traps. And, of course, if somebody else said, hey, that means more donuts for the rest of us, right? Well, you wonder who's fighting this. The National Rifle Association spent $41,000 $100,000 in opposition. Here's what it came down to. The Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife said that an outright ban on using donuts or whatever to attract bears to traps would lead to a population explosion, and there would be a massive number of bears in Maine they just can't contain. So the good news is, for all you folks listening up in Maine, you can still use donuts to capture a bear. Isn't that great? You can still use donuts, so you'll have to kind of cut down on what you're getting with your Krispy Kremes and other donuts because you want to save your share to go to the bears to catch your bears. I never knew you used donuts to capture bears, but they do up in Maine with their traps, and the proposition failed. So you hunters up in Maine, you can still dangle donuts to attract the bear in the first place. Say, well, who hunts bears? Down my way, it's possums, raccoons. We've got coon, you know, coons are very popular down my way. And there's a way you fix a coon. If you've not read my cookbook, I'd urge you to go to my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. I've got a little publishing company called the Lisbon Press. You click on, and you'll see Jim Brown's world-famous squirrel stew and other country recipes. I have cooked up over the years. Where my cooking experience came from is I was a country lawyer in a little town called Faraday, Louisiana. Anybody, honk your horn if you've ever heard of Faraday, Louisiana. Give me a thumbs up right now, okay? If you've not heard of Faraday, it's a very famous little town, home of Jerry Lee Lewis, great country singer, just turned 78 last year. New book out by my friend Rick Bragg about Jerry Lee Lewis. It's going to be a real national hit. Mickey Gilley, the country singer of the year, was from Faraday. Reverend Jimmy Swaggart, one of the world's most renowned evangelical ministers, is from Faraday. Remember Howard K. Smith, the great old newscaster on ABC? He's from my hometown of Faraday. General Claire Chennault of the Fighting Tigers fame in World War II. I mentioned my daughter Campbell, who's a national reputation on CNN and hosting the Today Show, White House correspondent. I'm one of the lesser knowns from Faraday. But I was living up in Faraday as a country lawyer. When you hang your shingle out and in a small country town you practice law, you pretty much take any business that walks in the door, particularly when you're first getting started. I just would represent anybody, any issue that came up. And often the folks were slow about paying me, or maybe in some instances could not pay me at all. So they'd bring me some game. They'd bring me some deer meat. They'd bring me some catfish. Had a lot of catfish brought in. And one thing I would get would be raccoon, a good coon. Now, you say, who'd want to eat a coon? That sounds like a large rat, doesn't it? Well, that's, you know, kind of what a squirrel is, I guess. But there's a way to cook a coon. And I would have all these vittles, if you will. I'd put them in my freezer. Then on the slow weekend, I'd pull them out of the freezer and I'd cook them up and I'd experiment. And I got pretty good at it. Now, look, I know a lot of you listeners out there are waiting with bated breath to find out how I fixed a coon. You take that raccoon, pull out the musk, cut out all the musk on it, because, you know, you got that wild game flavor. Don't smell all that good. You take that raccoon, and here's how I did it. I would boil it for maybe 8 or 9 hours in boiling water to kind of get the musk smell out and to tenderize it to some degree. Then after I boiled it for a good bit, I would lightly sear it in a pan, cut it up in strips, lightly sear it in a pan. Now, some people like to then fry those strips. So they cut it in strips and fry it. I don't like that. That just turns it into burnt bacon almost in the taste. After I would kind of saute it a little bit, then I would bake it. And here's what I'd do when I would include. I would bake the coon. I'd include some white wine, some thyme, a little garlic, rosemary, onion, forgot to have onion in there, brown mustard, and by the way, garlic. I'm a big believer in a lot of garlic. It's healthy for you, and I love the taste of garlic. I'd put some brown mustard. I'd put some light cream. And then a little butter, not a lot of butter, but that with the light white cream. Then I would bake that in the oven for about 2 hours. And wow, it wasn't all that bad. So I'll post my coon recipe on my website at jimbrownusa.com for all you folks who would like to try it. And you can get out of my cookbook, again, which is on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Go to the Lisburn Press, which is my little publishing company. Published several new books here. We're very proud of folks down in my part of the state. And you're seeing more and more people that, like me, that just want to accentuate and profile prominent people that live in your part of the country. And I published a number of books, and they've all been very, very successful that I have. Got two new books out, one by a very devoted Catholic. It's a novel about a Catholic priest on the fast track to being being a bishop. And he is tempted by one of his parishioners, a lovely woman he's counseling, and he's torn between her and moving on in up the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. It raises a lot of themes that are being discussed by the Pope and others today. Should priests be allowed to be married? Is that something that would bring more priests into the priesthood? What about women's role in the church? Should women be allowed to at least give the sacraments and play a more significant role in the church today? All those themes are built into this book. It's called Thunderbolt by Chip Sanji. And we'll have Chip on the show to talk about his book because it's got international flavor. It's a book that I think will appeal to people all over the country. And again, it's on my website at jimbrownusa.com under the Lisburn Press, which is my little local press. And then, did you know the CenturyLink Company is the third largest telephone company in America. If you got to Seattle, you folks listening out in Seattle, Washington, know that your stadium out there where the Seahawks play is named after CenturyLink. CenturyLink is this massive telecommunications company that operates worldwide. And it was started by a guy named Clark Williams in a little town called Marion, Louisiana. He used to run a little telephone system out of his house. I think he had about 30 subscribers. And he'd be in his bedroom, and when the line would ring, he'd go back into the back, and he'd plug in. You know how he used to plug in the phones back in the 40s? He'd plug in one to the other. They'd say, Mr. Clark, will you line me up with Aunt Sarah? And he'd plug it into the wall and ran his little telephone company like that. Well, a few years went by. That was successful. He bought a few more. Then he bought a few more. And it grew into the third largest communications company in America today. 82,000 employees based in Monroe, Louisiana. Book's called The Clark Williams Story, Good Guys Finish First. Wonderful book, again, on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. It'll be in bookstores. You'll see book signings. Leo Honeycutt wrote that book, very prominent author down here in the Deep South. Wrote a very successful biography of Governor Edwin Edwards down here, sold about 80,000 copies. So anyway, we have fun publishing these books about outstanding citizens in our part of the country. I'm sure you have the same thing where you happen to live. Got one more segment to talk to you about. Stay with me. I'm going to freshen up one more cup of coffee, and I'll be back to make some more common sense with you on this great fall weekend. Right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, the United States Supreme Court is at it again. If you don't know how the Supreme Court works, they pick and choose the cases that they take. They're not required by law to take any specific case. They can pick and choose any case they want. There are 10,000 or more applications to the U.S. Supreme Court, many by prisoners on death row, others involving huge national problems. On Monday of this week, the Supreme Court is going to take up a case of a young man named R.A. Zavodatsky. He's 9-year-old son of Meacham Zavodatsky. And here's his case, and it's going to be heard Monday. He was born by U.S. parents. He's born in Jerusalem, and his parents were Americans, so he's an American citizen. That's all fine. He wants to list on his birth certificate that he was born in Israel. Well, if you follow anything on this Israeli-Palestine dispute, Israel proclaims a united Jerusalem. They say Jerusalem is completely in Israel. It's the eternal capital. We all know by our biblical studies that Jerusalem really was the foundation of Christianity. The Palestinians say their independent state will have East Jerusalem as its capital. So there's the thorny issues you can imagine, and the control of Jerusalem doesn't look like it's going to be resolved very soon. So young man's born in Jerusalem, and you can certainly put Jerusalem on your passport, but there's a dispute as to whether all of Jerusalem is in Israel or not. And he's taking his case to the United States Supreme Court as to what he can list on his passport. I'm sure it's a very personal decision for he and his family. I got no problem with that. They can fight that out any way they want. The president and George Bush and Barack Obama, all the last presidents have said that this is kind of an international dispute they need to work out with the Palestinians and the Israelis. Congress has passed a law saying, oh, no, it should be Jerusalem. So the courts are getting into it. And the young man wants to be on his passport listing Israel. Oh, I don't, that's fine with me if it's okay with the passport people. But here's my question. With so many really key important issues, why is the United States Supreme Court getting involved in what's on some kid's passport? Personal to him, it's not personal to me, it's not personal to you, and there's 10,000 cases that need to be resolved, hopefully some of them by the Supreme Court, and they're fooling with something like this. I think that's just ridiculous. The Supreme Court of the United States are the biggest freeloaders we have in this country today. You know, they take about a four-month vacation. They shut down the end of May, June, July, August, into September. They take off all over the world and get paid for doing so. Usually they'll tie into some university or some think tank, and they'll be paid to give a few lectures, paid a lot of money. They'll go off and write a book. Then they'll come on back. They don't work very hard when they're in session to begin with. And they're taking 60 cases a year. They used to take 300 or 400 cases. Back before they had all this quick communication, before they had Wi-Fi and all these new ways of communicating so quickly, they were taking 300-400 cases. You'd think they'd be taking 1,000 cases today. They've got a huge staff of law clerks at their beck and call to do all the research for them. And these lazy members of the Supreme Court just don't work very hard. I just think it's appalling. They have lifetime tenure. Who's got, do you have a lifetime appointment? When you get up and go to work in the morning, do you know that you're going to get step increases, full benefits, complete health, everything like that, and you're guaranteed that job for the rest of your life, no matter how old you get? You can just draw that paycheck. You can take senior status, maybe come into the office one day a week, and that's great, right? That's what these federal judges do. Federal judges have the sweetest deal going that no other American citizen has, and they shouldn't have. Nobody's entitled to a lifetime appointment. There needs to be some checks and balances. You're having a lot of cracks in the federal judiciary right now. That guy Mark Fuller, you listeners over in Alabama, Mark Fuller sits on the federal bench, arch conservative. So he goes over to Atlanta, Georgia, and beats up his wife, plummets his wife, gives her a black eye. She calls 911, says, my husband is attacking me, he's kicking me, he's beating me up. Not the first time. He was married again, beat up the wife before this one. And he's sitting on the bench in Montgomery, Alabama, federal judge, lifetime appointment. And, of course, the other judges have this little protection society where no one really holds the guy in balance about all you can do to him. You can't impeach him through the Congress. And if he doesn't resign, there's a lot of talk right now about impeaching this judge who is so out of whack and so irresponsible, never should have been on the bench in the first place, and should certainly be kicked off the federal bench. And he's one of a lot of judges who are out of control, who have no accountability, who never should have been on the bench to begin with, and there's nothing you can do about them outside of impeachment that takes several years. So I'm down on the U.S. Supreme Court. I don't agree with all the rulings. Many I agree with. That's all part of democracy. That's all part of how they decide. But go ahead and do your job and do your work. And right now, the United States Supreme Court does very little. They're hearing a case they never should hear on Monday. They should be dealing with much more important cases. The checks and balances just aren't there. So let's don't give kudos to the Supreme Court. Give them a boo, a thumbs down to the U.S. Supreme Court. One other thing I want to talk to you about, let's change the subject if we can. Tough issue. 5 states allow assisted suicide. When you have less than 6 months to live, you're in great pain, and you should be able to take your life. 5 states allow that in this country today. It's on the ballot. It's going to be on the ballot next year in 5 or 6 other states. A young lady named Brittany Maynard, she's 29, diagnosed with brain cancer on New Year's Day last year, given 6 months to live. According to those who are around her, she suffers dramatically from frequent and long seizures, severe head and neck pain, and stroke-like symptoms. And the symptoms have grew more and more severe. And she just chose to say, I'm suffering terribly. All the doctors looking say, I've got a matter of months to live. I just don't want to continue living like this. Well, she lived in California. They don't have assisted suicide laws in California. So she moved up to Oregon, where they do allow assisted suicide. It's part of the law up there that the voters pass as a constitutional amendment. A doctor up there prescribed lethal drugs, and she quietly died last week with her family surrounding her 3 weeks before her 30th birthday. Said she was there in peace, surrounded by her family. Beautiful girl. I saw her. I'm looking at her picture right now in the paper. Beautiful young lady. Committed suicide, assisted suicide, because of inoperable brain cancer. Those who watched her closely said that she had weeks to live. She's going to die anyway. She just didn't want to die in that pain. What would you do in a situation like that? What a tough, tough situation. You have a loved one who is in excruciating pain. Every doctor you've looked at says it's just a matter of time before they die. Make them comfortable. About the only way to make them comfortable is pump them so full of morphine and other drugs that they're basically just unconscious. They're in la-la land because they don't want to feel any pain, and so they are living as a vegetable. Do you shut things down? Or do you have beliefs in the human spirit, and do you have maybe a religious foundation that says, oh, no, you can never take a life like that? The Catholic Church opposes assisted suicide. It's becoming more and more prominent. Generally it's older citizens. You know, those are quite along in age. And then the question comes in, well, do they have the mental capacity to make the decision? You don't want to have a doctor or someone advise them, a family member, to say, oh, we think it's time for you to pass on now. And is that the kind of situation that you would allow to have assisted suicide? I think we all know about pulling the plug. I had a very dear friend of mine here not too long ago, fell and cracked his skull on his bedpost. So the doctor said he'll probably never come out of it. If he is, he's going to be a vegetable. 15% chance of even regaining consciousness. And if he regained, the team of doctors said he'd be a vegetable the rest of his life. His family chose to pull their life support, let him quietly pass away. What a terrible decision. I was there with him right when that decision was made. In any event, death with dignity, is there dignity in dying in that vein? Would you want it to, in your situation, excruciating pain? What would you do in a case like that? My gut reaction is to say that's my decision. I'm more libertarian. I'm a free spirit and I want to make my own decisions. But that's a tough, tough situation, especially for another member of your family. I just don't know. Death with dignity. We'll talk some more about it. We are out of time. I'm sure glad you joined me on the show today. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for a weekly email giving you my website, giving you my a column I write every week, and giving more information about the guests in our show. So sign up at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, you folks, have a great weekend. Be right here next week on this same station, same time, to make some more common sense. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary.
despite all the stresses we inflict upon it. It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.